Sometimes it's just a gut feeling.
Something very big and very dangerous is headed our way.
And we all know when it's time to say goodbye.
I realize that after the 7 years, my time is up.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, December 8th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Whoopi Goldberg thinks Twitter is galloping a little too hard over the legacy of Mel Brooks' 1974 satirical Western comedy Blazing Saddles. In the wake of the Office star Mindy Kaling speculating that the beloved but, as she called it, inappropriate sitcom wouldn't fly with audiences today, The View panelists held a passionate discussion about how classic comedies would fare in 2022. Goldberg specifically cited social media debate about Blazing Saddles' treatment of racism when hitting back at those who think the movie, about a politician who hires a black sheriff to oversee a problematic village, goes too far with its satire of racism. On Wednesday's show, Goldberg said, quote, "It deals with racism by coming at it right, straight, out front, making you think and laugh about it. Because, listen, it's not just racism, it's all the isms. He hits all the isms. Blazing Saddles, because it's a great comedy, would still go over today. There are a lot of comedies that are not good, okay? We're just going to say that. That's not one of them. Blazing Saddles is one of the greatest comedies because it hits everybody." You can read Whoopi's full comments at EW.com. And speaking of Whoopi, she has suggested that Kiki Palmer, Lizzo, and Nicki Minaj join her in Sister Act 3, and now Palmer is responding. The recent SNL host told the Los Angeles Times in a podcast interview, quote, "My reaction was, Whoopi, where do I sign on the dotted line? Because Whoopi, I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever you need from me. Whoopi is an EGOT winner. Whoopi had her own one-woman show. Whoopi hosted the Oscars. Whoopi is everything. So for her to mention me for Sister Act, I mean, I'm here. I'm there for whatever needs to be done. Just call me up. It was awesome. I'm here for the Lizzo and the Nicki Minaj of it all as well." And Monarch has been overthrown. The Fox dramedy about the Romans, a country music dynasty, has been canceled after one season. The show starred Susan Sarandon, Anna Friel, Trace Adkins, Joshua Sass, and Beth Ditto. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Lately, doesn't it seem like the world is all gloom and boom? It's gloom and doom, as in the season premiere of Doom Patrol. The show is back for its fourth season, and with it, the ragtag team of heroes who've each gotten their supernatural abilities from tragic events. In the new season, Jane, Rita Farr, Vic Stone, Larry Traynor, and Cliff Steele are now facing the question of immortality and the fate of humans around the world. Here's a preview.
We're doomed.
Something very big and very dangerous is headed our way. Immortus is real, and it's coming. We are wandering into the literal end of days as we speak.
I think he's serious.
The Immortus Project.
It's the pursuit of immortality.
Have you ever wondered why you've looked exactly the same for decades? They get your longevity. That's it. It's all over for you, lot.
We have to stop this before it's too late.
What do you say? Do you want to go and save the world?
We are heroes, are we not? Fine.
This is code red!
To stop this, we have to confront our past.
We're gonna have to go back to where this all began.
What the f-
Holy shit, we're doomed.
At least you got to have an orgasm before you die. Thank you.
Well, with his role in The Whale creating Oscar buzz, the Brendan Fraser Renaissance is upon us. Add to it the fact that he voices on this show the character Cliff, a robot with a human brain. Plus, Matt Bomer voices Larry Traynor, who has a negative energy entity living inside of him and has to be wrapped in bandages to keep the radioactivity from leaving his body. You can get in on all the action right now. The first two episodes of Doom Patrol Season 4 are streaming on HBO Max.
Number 2.
The truth will set you free. That's the story, anyway, of our number two pick. The docuseries Harry and Meghan debuts today on Netflix, and it's shaping up to be a revealing project. And straight from the source, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are telling their side of their experiences of being born into the royal family, marrying into the royal family, and then leaving it on a global stage. Harry explains that the press frenzy that surrounded Meghan felt all too familiar, reminding him of a time he didn't exactly want to relive. Take a listen.
It's really hard to look back on it now and go, what on earth happened?
You hear that? That is the sound of hearts breaking all around the world.
She's becoming a royal rock star.
And then
everything changed. There's a hierarchy of the family. You know, there's leaking, but there's also planting of stories.
There was a war against Meghan to suit other people's agendas.
It's about hatred. It's about race.
It's a dirty game. The pain and suffering of women marrying into this institution, this feeding frenzy.
I realized they're never going to protect you.
I was terrified. I didn't want history to repeat itself. No one knows the full truth. We know the full truth.
Wow, leaking and planting of stories. These royals, I gotta say, are getting real with a capital R. Harry and Meghan debuts today with 3 episodes available now on Netflix, with 3 more episodes hitting next Thursday. It's trivia time. Before becoming the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle was an actress, most notably starring on the USA series Suits. But her first credited role was on what daytime soap? Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, or All My Children? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number 1.
It's not goodbye, it's I'll see you later. For our number one pick today, Trevor Noah's final episode of The Daily Show. Noah took over for longtime host Jon Stewart in 2015 and exploded in popularity. Now he says he wants to take a little bit of a step back, travel again, and possibly start touring a stand-up set. So it's time for him to say goodbye to The Daily Show desk. Here's what Noah had to say when he announced he'll be leaving the show.
I found myself thinking throughout the time, you know, everything we've gone through, you know, the Trump presidency, the pandemic, just the journey of, you know, the more pandemic. And I realized that after the 7 years, my time is up. But in the most beautiful way, honestly. I've loved hosting this show. It's been one of my greatest challenges. It's been one of my greatest joys. I've loved trying to figure out how to make people laugh, even when the stories are particularly shitty on the worst days. You know, we've laughed together, we've cried together. But after 7 years, I feel like it's time, you know? I spent 2 years in my apartment, not on the road, you know, stand-up was done. And when I got back out there again, I realized there's another part of my life that I want to carry on exploring, you know? I miss learning other languages. I miss going to other countries and putting on shows. I miss just being everywhere, doing everything. And I'm really grateful to every single person who's here, even the people who aren't here right now, because they went on to do great things, who helped us do this thing.
I got to say, we cannot wait to see what Noah does next. By the way, there's no set replacement for him just yet, but Comedy Central announced that Al Franken, Chelsea Handler, D.L. Hughley, Leslie Jones, John Leguizamo, Hasan Minhaj, Cal Penn, Sarah Silverman, Wanda Sykes, and Marlon Wayans will be rotating guest hosts of The Daily Show starting January 17th. You can watch Trevor Noah's farewell episode tonight at 11 on Comedy Central. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Meghan Markle's first credited role was on what daytime soap? Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, or All My Children? Well, the Duchess of Sussex checked into General Hospital for her first credited role, playing a nurse named Jill in two episodes in 2002. Her dad, by the way, was a lighting director on the show. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.